another Rookie of the Month award.
Oh, yeah.
Thoughts?
Just trying to get better, man. I mean, well, that's cool to win, you know, Rookie of the Month again, but, you know, I just got to try to get better as a team.
Coach talked a little bit about your workout after practice. How much do you feel that has kind of propelled you to where you're at right now as far as putting in the time after practice and working on individual stuff?
Yeah, I've been doing that for the whole year, you know, but yeah, as of lately, I think that helps a lot. You know, I can shoot around after practice, you know, just getting them extra, you know, workout times in, you know, doing just about everything and make my whole overall game better, you know. Because, you know, it's going to make me better throughout the season, you know, so I just got to continue throughout the summer and, you know, come back next year even better.
Do you think that's affected your shot selection as far as working on different shots that you know you're going to get in the game?
I think so, yeah. Just knowing, you know, where my shot's going to come from and just, you know, working after practicing game time situations, you know, only makes me better. So, you know, I just got to continue to do that and hopefully I become a better player.
And that makes you more confident that you can make those shots.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I know, so, you know, if I keep working, that's a problem solved for everything. If I keep working, you know, it could get better. And, you know, that translates onto the floor, you know, after practice when I work on game time situations and game time shots. So,
okay, what kind of advice would you give to DJ about his decision?
You know, I talk to him, you know, for the past 3 days, you know, almost every night. I talk to him all the time, almost every day. And I told him, just, you know, take his time. You know, I don't know that too many people come in between the circle, you know, with him and his family. They got a tight-knit family. You know, that's what I love about him. He, you know, his family first. And, you know, I told him, just, you know, don't worry about anything. I'm not going to put any pressure on him. I'm not going to ask him about it. And when it's time to make his decision, just make sure it's the right one. You know, pray to God. And, you know, whatever he tells you to do, you know, that's what I did. And, He guided you the right way. So I just told him to take his time and just finish out the semester strong at school and everything, take care of yourself.
After the tournament last year, you weren't the first student to declare. You were like, you thought about it. You even considered coming back, even though everybody had kind of assumed you were coming out. What was that decision-making process like for you?
Oh, it was very tough. You know, I miss, you know, Texas, you know, the whole group of guys and, you know, the school. So it was a tough decision for me to leave them. And, you know, I didn't want to rush into anything, you know. So my mom and dad just told me to take my time and think about it. And, you know, it was stressful. I couldn't sleep at night sometimes. And, you know, a lot of people were always asking me. And, you know, that was tough. So, you know, he's going through, you know, a little bit of the same thing. But it was a tough decision. But, like I said, I prayed to God. And you know, one night he just told me it was my time to go. So, you know, that's what I did. And I'm glad I made that decision.
Going back to Texas this summer, going to enroll in school again. How important is it for you to turn that degree?
It was very important. My mom always, you know, put in my head that, you know, I need to get an education. You know, this basketball thing, you know, you can't play forever. You know, that's what I mean, I'd love to play forever if I could, but, you know, you can't. So, you know, getting that degree is, you know, big time and, you know, something I wanted to accomplish for myself and for my family. So, you know, it's going to take a long time from now. I know I got 3 years left, but, you know, I'd rather start early than late.
Particular area of study that you want?
I talked to my academic advisor the other day. My major was education when I left, and you know, she getting some information gathered right now, you know, to what class I'm going to take. And since I'm only going to the first session, you know, she gathered, I think, two classes. But you know, I'm gonna call it a day after practice, and you know, make sure, you know, everything's straight. You know, I got to fill out an application and stuff like that. So, you know, it's gonna be going back into the school book bag and sitting in class. That's gonna be tough to do, but you know, I got to stay mentally tough and get through it.
You have a long career ahead of you, but after you're done, what do you see yourself doing?
You know, that's a long ways away, hopefully. And, I really don't know right now. I wish I could tell you. And that would be good to, you know, have a plan set out already, but I really don't know. You know, I want to go into, you know, some type of, you know, helping kids out, teaching, coaching, whatever it may be. But right now, you know, I just got to, you know, see what I want to do, explore a little bit. And I know sooner or later.
Kevin, I know Bobby Knight came out and said during your, like, you know, you probably weren't even going to class, and the whole 1 year thing was not beneficial. How beneficial was that year? Because you stayed in school, you went 2 semesters. Mm-hmm. I mean, as opposed to coming right out of maybe Montrose.
You know, first, I mean, when he made that comment, I was a little upset. You know, because a lot of people always think that I don't go to class. You know, people do my work for me, and And, you know, I got paid to go to school, so that made me a little upset coming from a coach. And, you know, I thought he would understand more, you know, where the players are coming from as far as, you know, them wanting to get education and things like that. But, you know, I really brushed that off. I knew I was going to class. Everybody in school knew I was going. I was doing my work, you know, my academic advisor, my teammates. And, you know, after I declared for the draft, you know, I wanted to, you know, finish out. And, you know, secondly, I didn't want to, you know, cause anything, any problems with throughout the team. And, you know, because I think if you don't go to class, you know, second semester, you lose a scholarship. And I didn't want to do anything to jeopardize that, you know. So I continued to go to class, and I finished out strong.